I'm Chanel Verani, and this is Our Island Universe.
On a dark, moonless night, far from city lights, you can look out to see thousands of stars glittering against the blackness of space. A few stars sparkle brilliantly, while many appear faint. How can we tell if that brilliant, sparkling star just happens to be close to us, and therefore appears bright, while other stars may be much more brilliant, but are just further away, so they appear dull and faint? Stars are not all 60-watt light bulbs. So how do we tell if a star is intrinsically powerful, but just appears dim because of how far away it is? As late as the 1920s, determining the distances to the stars, and therefore the size and scale of our galaxy and the universe, was one of the biggest challenges in astronomy. Henrietta Swan Leavitt, born July 4, 1868, started working at the Harvard College Observatory as a computer in 1893. She would spend years examining photographic plates of the night sky in order to measure and catalog the brightness of stars. She was assigned to studying variable stars in particular. These are stars whose brightness would change with time. As a result of her work, she discovered that a few of the variables showed a pattern. Brighter ones appeared to have longer periods. These specific variable stars, Cepheid variables, all varied in a predictable fashion. If we knew what the intrinsic light output is, these variables could now serve as mile markers and tell us how far away they are. By noticing stars whose brightness would fluctuate with time, she solved the riddle of distance. She had found the 60-watt light bulb in the sky. By measuring the period of these variable stars, you can infer the distance. The relationship that Henrietta Swan Leavitt discovered is now known as the period-luminosity relationship. In 1923, Edwin Hubble discovered Cepheid variables in a nebula then referred to as the Andromeda Nebula. By exploiting Henrietta Leavitt's period-luminosity relationship, Hubble was able to show that Andromeda was external to the Milky Way and a spiral galaxy of its own. He was able to find the same variable stars in other external galaxies, measure its distances, and find that galaxies were largely moving away from us. A universe filled with galaxies that are in motion, the expanding universe was born. In 1924, the Swedish Academy of Sciences tried to nominate her for the Nobel Prize in Physics, only to learn that she had died of cancer 3 years earlier. Henrietta Leavitt's discovery of a way to accurately measure distances to variable stars paved the way for modern astronomy's understanding of the structure and scale of the universe. I am Chanel Verani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.